Freedom for prisoners is what this crowd is shouting in Saudi Arabia. The protesters have taken to the streets in the eastern Latif region, boldly defying a government warning against any street rallies across the kingdom. The recent demonstrations have caused great concerns among the rulers of Saudi Arabia, where any dissent has so far been suppressed. The situation has been growing tense in the wake of the popular uprisings in the region that have so far toppled two totalitarian regimes. The Saudi government has adopted a dual-track approach. It has reached out to the opposition to defuse tensions. King Abdullah has promised a $36 billion package of benefits for people. The government has also released several political prisoners. However, Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal has warned of a strong response to any protest. He's also called for dialogue. The call for dialogue has been flatly rejected by the opposition.
هل ستتحاور مع نفسها أم ستتحاور مع حاشيتها والمستفيدين من فسادها واستبدادها؟ لا يا وزير الخارجية، لم يبق أحد من الشعب لتتحاوروا معه، فكل قيادات الشعب السياسية والفكرية والاجتماعية والعلمية إما في السجون أو في الخارج أو تحت صوت إرهاب السلطة وقمعها.
The tensions come amid anonymous calls on the internet for mass street protests against the government on Friday. Thousands of people have signed up for the planned rallies. The Saudi government is an absolute monarchy without an elected parliament. Riyadh has frequently been accused of violating human rights and suppressing dissent, charges it denies. Saudi Arabia is a key U.S. ally in the Middle East.
Thank you. Thank you.